Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. It's a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report. Glad to have you with us today. And it looks like Indiana has an assistant coach following up on Jeff Rabjohn's reporting earlier in the week last night, Evan Daniels, with a tweet that said, quote, sources, Indiana's Archie Miller expected to hire UNC Greensboro associate head coach Mike Roberts as an assistant coach. Roberts is a former player at Indiana. So again, the word is out there, nothing formal or official yet from the school, but again, multiple reports out there that Mike Roberts is going to come back to his alma mater and join the coaching staff as the third assistant for Archie Miller. And we'll talk a lot about Mike Roberts and that potential addition to the staff today with our guest and coming up here in the headline segment as well. But you know, it's school is back, the players are back. It's the time of year you would expect to want to have the full staff in place and on campus to do, of course, recruiting stuff, but even more importantly, get ready for the upcoming season as well. So no surprise that this is the time frame when a coach is hired. And good to see Mike Roberts, a good guy, a really good guy that's worked his way up through the college coaching carousel and, of course, has great connections. Indiana, a native of Terre Haute, did move to Oregon during his high school career and then did finish up with some prep school ball as well. But a guy that has some Indiana connections, not only to the program as a former player, obviously, but to the state as well. So Mike Roberts expected to be announced, we think, sometime reasonably soon as the next assistant coach for Indiana. Let's take a look at the guest lineup today. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. On this Thursday program, our Hoosier headlines, our top news of the day for IU in Southern Indiana sports. We'll talk a little more about Mike Roberts, who he is, what he brings to the IU program if this all becomes official. Also, speaking of becoming official, Juwan Morgan is now officially with the Utah Jazz. This was reported back in July, but it's been made official now that Juwan is signed with the Jazz. We'll tell you about his agreement. And I love this. I love the college basketball preview magazines. It's probably one of the only print things I actually read or like to get still. You know, everything's online now. Most of your subscriptions to newspapers and other things all read from your computer or from your smartphone or your iPad. But I love the college basketball previews and the Lindy's college basketball preview. It's not out yet, but they always release the covers, and they have regional covers, and an IU player is on the cover. We'll tell you that in just a second as well in our headlines. Also, some recruiting stuff. 247 Sports National Rankings out for the class of 2020. We'll tell you where both Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway are rated. And also, an exhibition match last night, a loss for number 2 rated Indiana men's soccer. I'll mention that coming up in our headlines as well in just a few minutes. Later in the program, we'll be joined by Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Lots of Mike Roberts discussion with Alex when he joins us today as far as Mike's background, who he is, what he can bring to the program, and other IU basketball topics as well. Also, glad to have Trevor Andershock with us coming up later today. Trevor's the publisher of Indiana Basketball Source. It's a recruiting service that all sorts of college coaches subscribe to, and Trevor's one of the best when it comes to breaking down players and their abilities, and he ranks the guys in Indiana and has a good read on everything going on with the top prospects in our state of high school basketball. So he's going to join us to talk about some of the IU targets, some of our local guys, as well coming up later in the program. And I should also note that Trevor is now a member of the Pigs.com staff. You hear lots of regular guests that we have each week, Mike Pegram, Jeff Rabjohns from time to time, Matt Weaver as well. Trevor now working with the Pigs.com site, doing some recruiting work from them from an IU perspective as well. So great to have him on today. He'll be with us later in the program. We'll cover all of that and more in this upcoming hour of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive a dollar off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's start our Hoosier headlines, how we begin each show, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. Mike Roberts, a little bit more on him. He played 64 games in his 4 years at Indiana. He was on IU's campus from 2000 through 2005. I mentioned earlier, native of Terre Haute, most recently has been the associate head coach at UNC Greensboro. That's where he's been for the last 7 seasons. He spent 4 seasons as an assistant coach at Rice University. He also worked at Cal Berkeley for 2 seasons. He was a video coordinator 1 year, an assistant coach 1 year. And then I mentioned this earlier in the week when his name started to surface after the Jeff Rabjohns report. He also, his first year out of school, was a graduate assistant for Bob Knight at Texas Tech. So interesting background on Mike Roberts. I also have read a couple things, and this is one thing I want to ask Alex about, that he's had some overseas connections as far as recruiting players to UNC Greensboro with a foreign connection, which I think the game is going that way. It started a few years ago with just an overwhelming number of players coming over from Europe and elsewhere to be drafted by the NBA. Now you're seeing more and more foreign players come over that want to play college basketball as well, whether it be for a couple years or for a full year, full 4 year career. I think that's an interesting part of where college basketball could go. So we'll talk about that some with Alex a little bit later. This was official back in July, but Juwan Morgan signed what's called an Exhibit 10 contract with the Utah Jazz. Really, the terms of that not disclosed, but essentially it's a 1 year deal most of the time, and often non-guaranteed. That lets the NBA team waive the player. They can remove their cap from the team payroll as well. And a player with an Exhibit 10 attachment can earn a bonus of $5,000 to $50,000 in the event that they are waived by an NBA team. So, and signed by the G League affiliate. Lots of different things there, legal type stuff, but it sounds good for Juwan Morgan. Nonetheless, the Jazz made it official yesterday that Juwan would be joining the Jazz. They announced both him and Trevon Blewett, another guy from the state of Indiana, as signees with the Jazz, at least for now. We hope that it works out for Juwan and he gets a real shot to get some minutes with the Jazz and find a home in the NBA, whether it be with the Jazz or elsewhere permanently. Also, Lindy's Sports College Basketball Preview, not out yet. Those will be out before you know it, but some of the publications have started to release their covers, and it's always interesting to see the regional cover for this area. If an IU player will make the cover, of course, last year Romeo Langford, I think, was on every one. But this year, Devontae Green on the cover, one of 4 players, along with Purdue's Nojel Eastern, Notre Dame's John Mooney, and then up in the corner, Butler's Kamar Baldwin as well. But Green, one of the prominently featured players on the Lindy Sports 2019-2020 college basketball preview magazines that are due out. I think those come out in late September, if I'm right, maybe even mid-September. But with the covers being released, you can bet the magazine is well in production and will be out before you know it. I don't know why I get so excited about the preseason mags and why I still get some of them, because, you know, there's so many online options that you can read, whether it's free or not, and get a preview of the conference. I love going through team by team and remembering some of the returning players and obviously the newcomers as well. But just something about having that print magazine, it's kind of like when you get Hoosier Basketball magazine in the mail, you know that the high school basketball season is essentially here. It's one of the few, as I said, publications, printed publications that I still get or look forward to. But always interesting that time of year. And I guess more than anything, it signals the season is close and that Hoosier hysteria
is here, and the regular season, of course, will follow not too long after that. Also, a couple recruiting things. The new 247 sports rankings out for the class of 2020. Yesterday I told you that Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway neither was ranked in the top 100, which is as far as the ESPN rankings go in that class. But in 247 sports, both are ranked, neither in the top 100. But how about this? Anthony Leal is 109, for what it's worth. And where's Trey Galloway? He's right behind him at 110 in the country in the 2020 class. So both of those guys just outside of the top 100 rankings in the class of 2020, at least according to 247 Sports. Also, our final headline, IU Men's Soccer. What an impressive program with a great history. Number 2 ranked in the preseason for this upcoming college soccer season. Indiana lost last night. They played rival Louisville, who is ranked number 14. The final score was 2-1. It's an exhibition match. It was played up in Grand Park at the new Grand Park facility with all the fields, the turf fields, soccer, baseball. There's an indoor basketball complex as well. It's in Westfield, Indiana. Nonetheless, IU loses. It's an exhibition game. Final score 2-1. And they have one more exhibition game coming up. I think it's over the weekend against DePaul before they start regular season play after that. So number 2 loses, IU loses to number 14 Louisville last night. That's a look at the headlines on this Thursday edition of the program. Don't forget high school football coming up Friday. We've mentioned a lot about some of the games and some of the big interesting matchups to start week one. Our coverage on Friday will include a number of different games. We have the opportunity to bring you play-by-play from Charlestown at Silver Creek, Fern Creek, Jeffersonville, Floyd Central Mail as well. We'll kind of rotate around as far as play-by-play goes between those three games. Then as the game draws on, lock into probably the best game. If we have two good ones, we'll go back and forth even late in the game. But in addition to that play-by-play from those selected games that we'll be rotating through, I'll be in studio. We'll have constant scoreboard updates. We'll have some call-in reports from other games across the area as well. Leading into our coverage, the Kentuckiana High School football kickoff show, our game of the week, Charlestown and Silver Creek. I'll hear from both of those coaches, Pappenhaus and Hawkins, in that segment as well. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday. And then also our Louisville game that we include in the Kentuckiana kickoff show to preview the night. We'll talk with Harold Davis of DeSales and also Kevin Wallace of St. X as well. We'll hear from both of those head coaches in that program as well. That's just before the games kick off at 7 o'clock, so make sure you tune in for the kickoff show at 6, play-by-play and scoreboard updates at 7, and then when it's all done, we'll have the Southern Indiana Scoreboard Show with scores, highlights, updates, interviews with coaches and media and others. About an hour-long program to wrap up week one of high school football on Friday. So make sure you're with us. I know a lot of people listen on their smartphone or their radio. If you're at another game, it's a great way to stay up to date with everything going on across the area. So lock in with us on Friday. It's Southern Indiana Football Fridays here on the Big X Sports Radio. We'll head to a commercial break. Back with Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Also, Trevor Andershock of Indiana Basketball Source and Pigs.com. He joins the program later in the hour as well, as we'll talk about some specific IU targets and also some local players of interest that are drawing plenty of recruiting interest themselves as well. We'll head to a break. Alex is next. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Thursday program means Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall with us each week to talk IU basketball. And, of course, the big headline is multiple sources saying Mike Roberts, who is currently the associate head coach at UNC Greensboro, and of course a former IU basketball player, is going to be Archie Miller's next assistant coach. Alex is with us today to talk about perhaps the addition of Coach Roberts to the IU program and more. And Alex, initial thoughts on if this all works out, and there's sure a lot of reports that it's going to, the addition of Mike Roberts as an assistant coach at Indiana.
Yeah, it's a little surprising, I think, from a standpoint of we've talked about this before, I didn't necessarily think that getting an IU guy was necessary from a hiring perspective. But based on everything all the information I've gathered, talking to some people who have coached against Mike Roberts who know him, I don't know him personally, I've never talked to him, but everything I've been told is that he's a guy who has worked really hard at this profession and has kind of worked his way up. I mean, for those who don't know his backstory, obviously played at IU, was a, you know, not in terms of statistics, not a very impactful player, but a guy that was really well liked by his teammates and a good locker room guy, you know, left from IU and worked for Bob Knight as a grad assistant for a year, spent 2 years at Cal, then went to Rice, and now the last seven seasons he's been the associate head coach at UNC Greensboro, and he's really helped Wes Miller build that program up. Over the last 3 years, they won 81 games, and so it's, you know, if you're going to hire a former IU guy, there's definitely some guys who are accomplished, but in terms of just the resume and what he's done, you know, I think Mike Roberts has done a really good job just kind of working his way up the ladder, and I'm happy to see him get an opportunity in a place like Indiana. Obviously, if it does come to fruition, Archie Miller was, you know, did his due diligence here, it sounds like, and was satisfied with what he thought Mike Roberts could help the program achieve. And, you know, the one thing that I keep hearing about him is that he's just a really hard worker and a guy who's going to really love the opportunity to be at IU, his alma mater, just a school that he really has a lot of adoration for. So, you know, it's not official yet in terms of what, you know, IU has announced, but it definitely sounds like it's trending in that direction. And I think it'll be a pretty good coup for IU if it does come to fruition.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall. We're talking about the potential addition of Mike Roberts as the new assistant, the third assistant for this IU program. One of the things, and there's so much out there with how rabid the fan base is that IU has, when there's even a report that this might happen, so much information becomes available on a guy like Mike Roberts. And obviously it's not hard to find stuff because he's got a background in Indiana, both as a native of the state before he left the state for Oregon, and then of course a player at IU for 4 or 5 years as well, that he was on campus in Bloomington. But with everything that I've read, and it actually, this came from your father, Rick Bozich of WDRB, he was tweeting out yesterday some quotes that he got from other Division I coaches that knew that know Mike Roberts or had coached against Mike Roberts. And one of his competitors, in a quote that your dad tweeted, said, quote, "Like him, very good basketball mind, solid recruiter, big loss for UNC Greensboro. He would be a great hire. They should be ecstatic about him." Actually, I read the wrong one. There's another that says, "Very good coach and has done a good job recruiting, especially overseas." That's the one I wanted to mention. That overseas connection with recruiting to me is very interesting as you see more and more players from Europe and other places want to come to the States and play college basketball.
Yeah, I mean it's a market that Indiana has not tapped really with any consistency as long as I've been covering the team. You know, I know that there was maybe one or two guys that Tom Crean brought in that didn't really have much of an impact that were overseas recruits. But you know, if you can get involved over there, there's definitely a lot of talent, a lot of guys that want to come over. Michigan's had some success there, obviously with the older Wagner. They've got another one coming over this year. So you know, it's I think a potential potentially underrated part of this hire. I mean, I think we get caught up a little bit sometimes in who people have recruited, but you have to remember that every coach starts somewhere, and guys recruit at lower levels, and it's about building relationships. And I think if you can recruit at the low major, even the mid major level, when you get your chance to step up at the high major level, I think a lot of the skills that you recruit at any level are transferable. Are you good at building relationships? Are you good at talking to people face to face? Building relationship over the phone? Are you able to kind of look at a recruitment and figure out, who are the two or three key people that are helping this kid make their decision? Do I need to, who do I need to, build that relationship with? And I think, across pretty much all levels, those things are kind of consistent. So it seems like he's done a really good job internationally at UNC Greensboro. It also seems like he's just done a really good job just recruiting their area. I mean, they've recruited a lot of, kids that have played the Adidas and EYBL circuit. They're not necessarily high major kids, but he's got relationships with those coaches and those programs, so they'll know who he is. It's not like he's coming in completely blind. And let's not forget, I mean, UNC Greensboro, as I said, they've won 81 games over the last 3 years. They made the NIT twice. They made the NCAA tournament. They were not very much in terms of a program before Wes Miller and Mike Roberts got there. So he's done a really good job building there. And hopefully for IU fans, that's what they're hoping he can help bring to Bloomington.
Alex Bozich inside the hall. So important to get Mike Roberts, whoever the assistant's going to be, in place now that Welcome Week is here, now that players are returning to campus, because there's a routine that's going to set in very soon for these players as far as their classes go, as far as legal ability right now, a certain number of hours for on-the-court work and off-the-court work with strength and conditioning and other things. But there'll be a real routine that will build and will start soon for these players. And, of course, having not only your head coach and your assistant coaches there, but having that vacancy filled and the group together that's going to compete on the hardwood for this upcoming season with everybody returning to Bloomington, now's kind of the time to see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a month to go until the start of practice. There's, a little bit more than a month to go before Hoosier Hysteria. There's a little bit more than a month before Big Ten Media Day. I mean, all these things, it's going to come fast. It's going to be here before we know it. So, I think the process maybe took a little bit longer than people imagined it would, but, if this is the direction that they've decided to go, it seems like they've done a thorough job kind of investigating all avenues, and I think he'll be able to come in and hit the ground running and get up to speed rather quickly. Obviously, he's familiar with Bloomington, having been there for, I think, 5 years as a student. I think there was 1 year he didn't play, but he was on the team. So he was there from 2000 to 2005, obviously a native of Indiana, finished, moved, I think, to Oregon as a high school kid, and then finished out his prep career at New Hampton out east. I don't think that's insignificant either, the fact that he has some ties to the East Coast and some of those prep schools, I think, could be beneficial as well.
If you go back through his resume, just as you kind of did verbally there, he's got some spots across the country, really. Of course, I know the Oregon time was obviously when he was in high school himself, but in basketball, he's dropped some pins across the country. And also looking at the UNC Greensboro roster as we were talking, it looks to me like maybe three foreigners on the roster. Have no idea if he's responsible for all of them or not. One is from Nigeria. One is obviously a foreigner based on the name, but I do not know the country. It's not listed. And another from the Netherlands. So you factor in some overseas connections that he has, plus dropping some pins across the country with basketball. He does look like a guy that's got some connections various places, including more in-state connections as well.
Yeah, I mean, as nice as it would be to get somebody who's already, recruited at the high major level and has, a Rolodex, so to speak, of McDonald's All-Americans or something like that that they've recruited, let's have some perspective and realize that everyone has to start somewhere. I mean, Tom Ostrom and Archie Miller, started, at lower levels and worked their way up and recruited at different levels. And like I said, you know, you hope those skills when you first started out, as you kind of move up the ranks, are transferable. And I think that's what Indiana's got to hope for with Mike Roberts. And I think he'll do a fine job. I mean, he's the third assistant. That's the other thing you have to remember. I've had some people ask me, well, am I surprised that this, you know, that they were only able to get a mid-major coach? But you also have to remember, you know, if you're going to pull in a coach from, you know, a top-tier Power 5 program, you're going to have to give them a reason to leave their current situation. A lot of the assistant coaches are making $400,000, $500,000 a year. So if you're going to get somebody like that, you're going to have to bump up your other assistants too. I mean, if this is the third spot, I mean, you're not just going to bring somebody in to leapfrog Bruiser Flint and Tom Ostrom on the pay scale. So, you know, it's. I think everything, you know, when there's an opening, gets kind of overblown, overstated. It's not just going to be about who Mike Roberts can recruit. It's going to be about who, as the staff, collectively, they can recruit. I mean, they're going to recruit 3 or 4 players every year. I'm sure if he can help in any way, he's going to obviously contribute in some way. But it's not just on him. It's on Archie Miller and the whole staff to kind of make things happen. And, you know, you want to bring in somebody that's going to buy into what you're trying to build. And I think the one thing you have to like here is that this is a guy that clearly loves IU, played there. It's a place he's probably viewing as a destination type of job for him, at least as an assistant coach. And so I think you add all those things up, and overall, I would, as an Indiana fan, it's something I think you have to be at least encouraged by and excited about the potential for how it can work out.
Alex Bozich inside the hall. Alex always with us Thursdays talking IU basketball, and of course a lot today about, again, a sourced report that Mike Roberts is going to be IU's new assistant. We probably should end our discussion about Coach Roberts by, again, reiterating that there's been a couple reports that he's going to be the next assistant coach at Indiana. Nothing is official from the school, but I would expect, Alex, that if this all is going to work, as some of the reports say, that it would be something we'd receive from IU Athletics pretty soon.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Evan Daniels obviously had it out there yesterday, and he's one of the more respected guys in the business. So I would be surprised if we heard something on this sooner rather than later.
Alex Bozich inside the hall. A couple other things to cover with you today. We found another non-conference opponent out in North Alabama earlier this week for Indiana. And I think about a year ago, I don't know if it's on the date, but very close is when the Big Ten Conference schedule came out. I know this has been a constant question that I've had from people and a topic that I've mentioned fairly constantly on the program. But we've got to be getting close, Alex, to not only the Big Ten schedule as far as the dates and the times, we obviously know the matchups, but to the IU schedule for this upcoming year as well.
Yeah, I would think any day now we're at least going to get dates. TV and times might come, next month or later into the fall, but I would think pretty soon here we're going to have an idea of the schedule, the dates. It's always good to get that just to kind of have an idea of where the Hoosiers are going to be, throughout the winter, and kind of look at, which is the most favorable portion of the schedule and which is the toughest part. And I think there's a lot of analysis that we do in the preseason that's kind of tied to that. So it'll be good to get that. But, yeah, usually it's definitely before the end of August that we at least have dates, and we know most of the opponents. I think there's only 3 maybe non-conference games that haven't been revealed to this point. We obviously know all the Big Ten opponents, but we don't have the dates yet. But I think that'll be any day now that we get that information.
Alex, Juwan Morgan, it was officially announced by the Jazz yesterday, has signed with them. This was an Exhibit 10 attachment on the contract. I believe this is the same deal that we mentioned back in July, but it's just been made official by the Jazz. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know why there was a delay from the Jazz in terms of when they announced it. Maybe, there was been some talk back last month that this was going to happen, but this is more of a formalization for the team. And my understanding is that NBA teams can bring 20 players to training camp, so it's really a training camp contract, and I'm sure there's a small sum of money that he's going to get. But ultimately, you know, I would not expect him to be on the Jazz's opening day roster. You know, it could be a situation where he goes to training camp and ends up with, you know, on a G League type of deal and plays next season in the G League. But still good to see him have his name, you know, linked to an NBA team, and he was signed to a contract, and hopefully he gets a nice little bonus check out of that, and you know, good experience at training camp. But I don't think the expectation is that he'll actually be on the Jazz team this year. I think this is more of a chance for them to get an extended look and figure out, you know, is he someone they want to bring to our G League affiliate when the season tips off.
Alex Bozich inside the hall, always with us Thursdays. We talk IU basketball, a lot of recruiting stuff. And Alex, great to have you on again this week.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Don't forget, high school football Friday begins with our kickoff show in the 6 o'clock hour. It's the Kentuckiana High School Kickoff Show. We'll preview Charlestown, Silver Creek, also DeSales and St. X from across the river in Louisville. We'll have all four of those head coaches on with us in the 6 o'clock hour on Friday. Our feature game this week, Charlestown, Silver Creek, that's one of them. Fern Creek, Jeffersonville, another. Also Floyd Central and Mail. We'll have coverage from all three of those games, as well as scores and updates, and even some call-in reports from other games as well. And then, of course, when the night is complete, the Southern Indiana Scoreboard Show will have lots of interviews and scores from not just the area, but really across the entire region as well. With week one high school football, we've got you covered wall to wall from 6 o'clock till at least 11, if not 11:30, here on the Big X Sports Radio on Friday as we kick off week one of the season. Hard to believe that high school football is already back with us, but looking forward to some of the opening games on Friday. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Trevor Andershock. Trevor is the publisher of Indiana Basketball Source. He also is a writer now, a new addition to his growing list of job titles to the Pigs.com website. We're going to, of course, talk some of the IU young recruiting targets in the state, but we're going to also talk about some of our local players as well that have some recruiting interest of their own when we come back. Stay with us for that. Trevor Andershock next. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Trevor Andershock of Indiana Basketball Source. He's the publisher of Indiana Basketball Source, the accurate authority on Indiana high school basketball, NCAA approved scouting service. And Trevor, now also a focus on recruiting as well for the Pigs.com website. First off, Trevor, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the spot with Pigs. They've been great to our radio show over the years, Mike, Jeff, Matt, and others, and we're glad to have you on with us as well.
I appreciate that, Matt. I know you've known Mike a little bit longer than I have, but I've gone back to with Mike for about 10 years, and I'm glad that we're going to be teammates now over at Pigs.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk some IU recruiting stuff with you, specifically in the younger classes in our state as well. But before we do that, I thought maybe we'd spend some time talking about some area players. That's one of the things I've always respected about Trevor and his coverage, is that even though he's from the far northwestern corner of the state and he's based now out of Indianapolis, he always has given a lot of attention to those in southern Indiana and really all corners of our state as well. And I say this, and you can kind of either back me up or tell me that I'm not correct, but I feel like right now we're headed to some great years of high school basketball here in southern Indiana. Obviously, Romeo Langford is gone and to the NBA, and those years were awesome in a whole nother regard. But from top to bottom, a number of different schools in our area have players that either are college prospects and are receiving some Division I interest, or other players maybe that are a little younger that are still a little ways away from getting that type of interest. But I feel like it's a good time right now, and I think that's going to continue to be the case for the next several years as far as Southern Indiana basketball goes.
Yeah, the depth in Southern Indiana right now is incredible. From the 2020 class with Trey Coleman, Jacob Jones, those guys, all the way down to the 2022 class with Will Lovings Watts. I mean, the depth is just amazing in Southern Indiana right now. Like you said, they might not have that top-tier guy like Romeo Langford, but there's so many, you know, going to be either high-major or mid-major players down south. So really a great time for Southern Indiana basketball, especially if you go over to the even to the Evansville area. Ton of talent over there for the young classes as well. Just the overall, these 2021 and 2022 classes where the state of Indiana are really deep across the board as well.
Trevor Andershock of Indiana Basketball Source and Pigs.com joining me. I'd like to just run through some names and kind of get your thoughts on where they're at, what type of player they've become, and maybe a little on their recruiting with as much as you know at this time as well. And I start with some seniors in the area. Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, we've seen him kind of consistently improve his game over his high school career. Now that he gears up for a big senior year with a very talented Jeffersonville team, he's got a number of mid-major scholarship offers on the line to decide from.
Yeah, his recruitment's been interesting. Kind of started off slow, then he got that high major interest with Nebraska offering them. Then he kind of went back down, had a lull in his recruitment, and then he really saw it pick up again in June with a bunch of mid-major offers. Steve Alford out of Nevada offered him as well. So it's kind of been all over the place for Trey, but now that he's going into the fall of his senior year, it looks like he's kind of sorting things out. Recently went over to Indiana State for a visit. I know Kobe Barnes is really recruiting him hard to join him as a Sycamore, so it'll be interesting to see how those teams that have been in there for a while, like Indiana State, are balanced out with the teams who have come in recently and offered them. That's always an interesting thing that I look at. How does a player kind of value those teams that have been in the picture for their whole recruitment? And that's something Trey's going to have to figure out, because if he stays uncommitted throughout his senior year, I could probably see more high major schools getting in the spring on him. So that's going to be something he has to decide for himself.
Trevor Andershock, Indiana Basketball Source, my guest. Another player, and I've said this numerous times coming out of specifically the month of June, which is when I saw him play, but Jake Heidbreder at Floyd Central, he's a shooter. He can handle the ball. He's a heady player. Really like what he brings to Floyd Central, and I think he has played himself into someone that's got Division I interest and the potential maybe to play at that level. What do you see in him, and what maybe do you see as a landing spot level-wise for him in college?
Like you said, he's got great size, knows the game, sees the floor really well. Just a solid all-around player. He can shoot it. He handles pressure well. He's got that Indiana State offer. I think that level at this point is probably going to be the best in that Missouri Valley MAC level type of deal. I think that would fit him well. His skill set, his athleticism, I think he'd be able to fit right in at that level, unless, you know, he continues to grow. His dad's around 6'8", 6'9", so if he can get a couple more inches, then you might be looking at a high major kid as well. So definitely love Jake's game and looking forward to see what he does with Floyd Central this year as a junior.
Talking with Trevor Andershock, Indiana Basketball Source. You can follow him on Twitter. He has a lot of great stuff, at INBBallSource, and his website, inbasketballsource.com. And I mentioned he now is doing some recruiting coverage, which is great because he's already out watching a lot of the in-state and Midwestern talent as well. But he's doing some recruiting coverage for the Pigs.com site. And we're going to talk about things from an IU perspective here in just a moment. And the next player, or actually a couple players I'm going to bring up from Silver Creek, have all sorts of Division I interests. Trey Kaufman, I'm not sure there's been more of a riser in this area as far as his college attention goes. IU, Purdue, Louisville, Cincinnati, just to name a few of the schools that have jumped in on him early and offered scholarships. We had his high school coach on a week or so ago. We've talked with Mike Pegram and Jeff Rabjohns and others about him, but he is an exciting prospect and somebody that we are very fortunate is really in our backyard right here in Sellersburg to watch continue to develop, because I think his best basketball, even though he's playing at a pretty high level right now, his best basketball is still down the road for him.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Kaufman's kind of development and projection is following the same lines as Trace Jackson Davis. Physically, they look alike, around the same size, especially going into their junior year. And this is when Trace really made that jump from a very good player to a high major, and then down the road he was a McDonald's All-American or in that level, you know. Trey is kind of following those same footsteps. He's got the high major offers now. Now can he take that next step to be, you know, a top 20, top 30 type of kid? I think he's got a good chance of doing that. His skill set is probably more advanced than Trace's, especially at this same stage in his high school career. So if he can continue to do that, you're looking at a big-time player in Trey Kaufman. I know Louisville's jumped in here recently, and Cincinnati, like you said, and Purdue has been on him really hard. They haven't had a Southern Indiana kid in a while, so it'll be interesting to see if they could potentially land Kaufman.
Trevor Andershock, Indiana basketball source, going through some of the top area players and talking about their abilities to play the game in college and at what level Trevor sees them able to do so at. I want to mention Cooper Jacoby, teammate of Trey Kaufman. You know, there was a long time when you'd watch him play and think, gosh, the shooter he is, the heady player he is, he'd be the perfect Bellarmine player, a great Division II standout. Had that sort of feel to him. And, of course, now Bellarmine's headed to the Division I ranks, but so is Cooper Jacoby because he's garnered scholarship interest and recruiting interest from mid-major Division I schools. He's really stepped his game up, just like Trey Kaufman.
Yeah, I thought Cooper did a great job of expanding his game this spring and summer. Like you said, he's always been a great mid-range shooter, been great in the paint, great on the boards. But this spring and summer, he expanded it to the three-point line, added some arch to his shot, and that really helped him. So it's going to be interesting to see how high he can get in the college level. Like you said, he's got mid-major offers right now. I think with his motor, he's going to at least grab some high-major interest. I don't know if those like Big Ten schools will offer him or not, but I think he's going to catch their eye with how hard he plays on a consistent basis.
Trevor, final local player I want to ask you about before we get in to some IU-specific recruiting stuff with younger guys in the state is Will Lovings-Watts. I've bragged about him a lot. I think he has all sorts of potential, and, of course, he's just a sophomore for Jeffersonville. Got some meaningful minutes last year in the season, in the tournament. Took an unofficial visit over the weekend, or I should say earlier this week, to the University of Louisville. He holds a scholarship offer, I believe his loan offer so far from Bradley, but there will definitely be more to come, and I fully believe he has all the potential to play at IU, to play at Louisville, to play at a high major school. What have you seen of him so far? And he seems like the player and he's at that stage too as well with his growth and just as far as growing up. Every time I see him, he's a lot better. Every time I see him, I'm not so sure he's not a little longer and a little bigger as well.
Yeah, like you said, it seems like he adds something to his game every time I see him. This spring and summer with Indiana Elite, he did a lot of ball handling, a lot of decision-making, a lot of playmaking for them, along with being a consistent scorer. So it's nice to see him in different roles with, you know, different settings. Like you said, I think he's definitely a high-major prospect. In most classes, he would probably be the number one kid in the state, but in that 2022 class, you have Jalen Washington up at Gary Westside, who might be a top 5 or 10 player in the country. So I put Will behind him, but Will's a great talent, and it seems like a great kid with a good head on his shoulders, so should be fun to watch him over the next few years for Jeffersonville.
Trevor Andershock, Indiana basketball source and Pigs.com, joining me. Let's turn the attention solely to IU for a moment. Obviously, with Leal and Galloway committed in the 2020 class, it's pretty much underclassmen now, the focus of Archie Miller and the IU coaching staff. With IU connections, or I should say with underclassmen that are being recruited by IU right now, you've got a good read on who knows who trains who, that sort of thing, who plays AAU for who. Is any one or two players that you feel Indiana maybe is best positioned with in some of the younger classes in the state of Indiana right now?
I think it's really wide open. This 2021 class is playing it close to the vest. The Christian Landers, Caleb First, Trey Kaufman, Blake Wesley up in the South Bend, Riley is in that picture now too. All those guys are really keeping their options wide open at this point. They're in no rush to make a decision, but I think they're in good spots with all those guys. I think Lander could definitely see himself playing there. Blake Wesley has really come on in the last few months, and he's solidified himself as a high major prospect. All those guys, I think, are really keeping their options open and have Indiana at least in that main group of schools that they're looking at right now. So I wouldn't say they're about ready to get any commitments in that class, but I think they have a good foundation on recruiting those guys right now.
Amazing to me the number of young players right now circulating through that are not just Division I talent. We know that Indiana is going to produce all sorts of Division I and even high-level players. That's basically a given at this point, but it's amazing the number of players that just over the summer have almost played themselves into a national situation in the 2021 class and even in some younger situations as well.
Yeah, I mean, this 2021 class is really deep because I didn't even mention guys like Luke Goody up at Fort Wayne Homestead. He's got a bunch of high major offers already. Pierce Thomas over at Brownsburg might have the best ceiling in the whole class because he's a Olympic type of athlete. And the list just keeps going and going in that 2021 class. So really a great time for Indiana basketball and for IU specifically, from trying to recruit the state, I mean, it's a great time for them as well because they have so many options in those younger classes.
Trevor, I might as well ask you here as we close things out, a lot of discussion in this hour today about Mike Roberts. There have been reports that the Terre Haute native very likely will be Archie Miller's next hire as an assistant coach in that third assistant role that IU has currently vacant after the departure of Ed Schilling. Thoughts on that? I'm not sure if your time or your paths have crossed much with Mike Roberts, but I know you're out on the road a lot, and I'm sure see him as he's been recruiting for UNC Greensboro. If this hire does come to fruition, any thoughts on it as far as how it helps or could affect some in-state situation or just really recruiting as a whole?
Yeah, I don't have a close personal relationship with him, but like you said, I've seen him out everywhere. Seems like a really hard worker, and everybody that I know who knows him really well rave about his, you know, his intelligence and his recruiting ability. So in a third recruiting spot or a third assistant spot, I should say, I mean, I think this is a really good hire. He's going to be loyal to the program and really know what IU basketball is all about, and I think he'll work to not just get the in-state kids, but, you know, he's been out of the state for a long time now, too. So he'll be able to work different connections and help IU in a bunch of areas. So I think this is a solid hire and might not win the press conference, if you will. But once he gets his feet on the ground and starts working, I think it's going to work out well for IU.
Trevor Andershock, he's the publisher of the Indiana Basketball Source. You can follow him on Twitter at INBballSource and also writing on recruiting for the Pigs.com website. Some good breakdowns there on IU's recent commitments in the 2020 class with Anthony Leal and also Trey Galloway. Trevor, great to catch up. Always fun to see you on the road and always great to have you on the Hoosier Report. Let's do it again soon.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Trevor Andershock, Indiana Basketball Source, our final guest today. That's going to wrap things up for this Thursday program. A reminder, we've got a full evening of high school football for you tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock with our Kentuckiana High School Football Kickoff Show. In that 6 o'clock hour, we'll preview Charlestown and Silver Creek. That's our Southern Indiana game of the week. I'll have both coaches Pappenhaus and Hawkins with me. Also, DeSales and St. X from Louisville, Coach Davis and Coach Wallace and more coming up in that hour tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 11 o'clock on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.